for Nevada Public Radio.
At night, you couldn't see the desert that surrounds Las Vegas.
This is...
But it's in the desert where lots of the town's problems are solved.
Digging In.
Got a lot of holes in the desert, and a lot of problems are buried in those holes.
With Xander Pippen. On this podcast, I get to talk with interesting people and share the best parts of those conversations with you. This week, I'm with Kai Whaley, really strong, young, up-and-coming climber based in the Las Vegas area. You may not be too familiar with the sport, but when we're talking about climbing, specifically bouldering, the difficulty of a climb is measured on a scale called the V scale. It goes from V0 up to, as of right now, V17. Incredibly for us in Las Vegas, out of the 7 or so confirmed V17s in the world, 2 are in Red Rock. Kai, in his years of climbing up to his current age of 19, was, he says, very likely the youngest climber to climb a V10, a V12, and a V16. Soon, he might be the youngest to climb the V17 extension of that same V16, called Return of the Sleepwalker. I wanted to know how someone gets to be that good at something. So I asked him.
A lot of years of training, I guess. Yeah. I don't take training all that seriously for how hard I climb, I guess. But okay. I've just been climbing my whole life, so I've naturally gotten pretty good at it.
How'd you get into it if you've been,
My dad's a climber.
You said you're pretty young. Your dad's a climber.
Yeah. Okay. So my dad has been climbing since he was 15, and he's in his 60s now. So he's been climbing for 40-odd years.
Cool.
And yeah, so I always had an in. Of course, when I was two or when I was young, I wasn't completely into it.
Sure.
I played soccer. I skateboarded for a little. But
it's
always been in the background. And then probably the last, I don't know how many years, 5 years or so, I've taken it pretty seriously.
I wanted to leave this conversation with some insight I and you, the listener, could use. This is Kai's truth, though. He's slowly built up the strength with a combination of natural talent, encouragement from his family, and gradual progression. We can't turn back the clock and change our circumstances to match these, so this isn't necessarily applicable to us. And then, surprisingly, I wound up talking to Kai about golf.
I get upset if I don't do climbs and stuff, but I'm not going home watching videos and critiquing myself or something. I'm just oh, I didn't do a climb. I'm gonna go play golf now or something.
You all right at that?
For how long I've been playing, I'd say I'm decent.
Yeah.
But I have a great time when I'm bad at stuff. I don't know.
Right. It's kind of you get to mess around at this and then.
Yeah, I could just go mess around. It gets annoying sometimes, but if you're because I want to be good.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
just always. But I don't know. Some things, I'll go snowboarding all the time and it's really fun not being that good. My brother lives in Utah, and I went snowboarding on a powder day for the first time, a real powder day, and I was this is the most fun I've ever had in my life.
On the one hand, he's climbing these very hard boulder problems, and on the other, he tells me his peers are training harder than him, and he's spending time instead just doing things he enjoys. What appears to be a tension resolves itself just fine when you realize that working toward a goal doesn't require a constant rate of improvement. In fact, sometimes a break, like the one he took before completing the V16 Sleepwalker, is necessary.
I went on a 4-day, 3-day trip to another climbing area to I don't think I really did it on purpose to take time off of trying Sleepwalker, but it definitely helped. Because then I came back with a fresh start, and then I did it the second session after being back.
It's apparent that this is where some of his strength comes from, this understanding that progress isn't linear.
When you're trying something super hard, you don't get only excited about the end goal. When you're on these super hard climbs, I'll go and try one and get excited about doing one move. There was one try where I did the big move and my hand paused on the hold for half a second, half a millisecond even, but I felt my hand slow down. And I fell off then, and in that moment, that was another oh my God, sticking the move is possible.
Small incremental progress, even failure, can be an indicator that we are progressing. I think this is why sports are so compelling to us. We get to see a small simulation of our own lives. When you're growing up, maybe the story your parents tell you is a lot simpler to try and motivate you. The reason Michael Jordan was so good was because he worked hard, right? Well, that's a lot of it, sure, but sports like rock climbing show us that there's not going to be this perfect, gentle, upward slope we get to climb to our goals with effort. Falling is an essential part to summiting anything worthwhile. I'd like to thank Kai for reminding us to appreciate those falls. Join me next time on Nevada Public Radio.